AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Welcome to Your Health, a brand new program on KNSI featuring local health experts from CentraCare. Now, I stress that word local because these are your neighbors. They're people that you see all the time. They're at your kids' schools, the grocery store. They live, they work here in central Minnesota. And that is important because they know firsthand about the health issues that affect you, because they are also impacted by those same factors. They just happen to be healthcare professionals at CentraCare. And our first guest is Jody Gertkin, Community Wellness Program Director. Jody, great to see you.
Great to be here. Thank you.
What does that mean, Community Wellness Program Director? Are there some community wellness initiatives that are out there?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we emphasize the community part. We, of course, at CentraCare have our own employee wellness program. As Central Minnesota's largest employer, we at CentraCare care very much about all of our employees. And so we are doing a lot to keep ourselves healthy. But likewise and equally as important is the well-being and health of our community. So we're looking at creative and innovative ways to partner with communities so that we can be one of the healthiest, vibrant places in the state.
Now, years ago, you and I talked about this thing called NuVal, right?
Yeah, yes.
And I think, how long ago was that?
Wow, that was back in 2011, 2012.
Okay, now I look back at that initiative, right? You went around to supermarkets, you found out that, again, we should shop around the outside of the store, the perimeter of
That's
the store.
That's right, yep.
But you went in and products, food products were labeled in ways that they had not been labeled before.
Right. I call this kind of the story of the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker.
Sure.
It was CentraCare, major health system, Coburn's Grocery Store, and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Minnesota. And the three came together to look at, again, innovative ways that we can make that healthy choice the easy choice for consumers right at the point of purchase. And at that time, NuVal LCC was a corporation out of Massachusetts, created by Dr. David Katz. Mm-hmm. And he had this algorithm that would rate food 1 to 100. The higher the score, the more nutritious the food. And we thought, well, how simple? Because regardless of your education level, even what language you speak, you can figure out that, say, 80 is more than 20, and mm-hmm. you could trade up for better health. So we implemented that in all of the Coburn's grocery stores and a few of the Cashwise stores, and then we also implemented it in Sartell St. Stephen's schools. It was met with great success, again, because it was very easy, and
right.
you could look at making that really simple choice. Sadly, much to our, demise.
Chagrin.
Yes, chagrin, good. That corporation is no longer in business.
All right.
But that created this opportunity for us to work with Coburn's dietitians and CentraCare dietitians and say, okay, what could we do to continue this, make this easy? So Coburn's dietitians created a program called Dietitian's Choice.
Oh.
It was endorsed by our dietitians in CentraCare. And we don't endorse, as you can understand, a lot of things. So
right.
this was a big deal. So we really wanted to continue that relationship with another major employer and business in our community. And again, continue to make that healthy choice easy for consumers.
And then there's got to be an app for just about everything these days, right? So that information, is it available in the palm of my hand?
Yeah. If you would go to the Coburn site, they've got
sure.
it available right there. And it's, again, very simple, because I think a lot of times when you're trying to look at if you pick up a loaf of bread, for instance,
right.
and you compare it to another loaf, well, this one's got 12 grains. Well, this one's whole grain. This one's got this. They've made it very simple. And so they just look at it and say, and if you're into organic or some of these
right.
other things, these other elements, they have those listed as well.
Stay away from enriched. That's all
yes.
I know, right? We're talking with Jody Gertkin, Community Wellness Program Director. And this program is called Your Health, folks. It's brand new, a nice collaboration between CentraCare and KNSI. It's all about you and your health. Jody, you and I also talked about a program called Blend, Better Living Through Exercise and Nutrition Daily. I still remember.
You still do.
And it's still happening, isn't it?
Yes. We've actually taken Blend, which was our childhood obesity prevention initiative, as well as Crave the Change, which works to reduce tobacco's harm and does our tobacco prevention, and created Feeling Good Minnesota. So we are also looking at broad populations, not just specifically children, but, general families, the elderly population. And we've also incorporated ACEs, Adverse Childhood Experiences, and Trauma-Informed Care. So we're looking more broadly at how can we encompass all of this good work that we're doing through CentraCare and our community partners and put it under one umbrella. So that's Feeling Good Minnesota.
Is that what brought you to Care 11 and yeah. television fame?
It my 15 minutes?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, that was my 15 minutes of fame.
Well, no, because, I mean, we would see that show on yeah. television all the time.
Yeah, it was a great partnership that we had with Care 11 at the time, where we would go and do an episode once a month. I'd mm-hmm. actually go down and do three of them in a day, which was kind of fun because we just change clothes and have new topics.
Right.
But then they would air, and the amount of recognition locally was profound. I would
I was very surprised.
I think as were my children.
Yeah.
But I would go to the grocery store and my phone would light up and I'm like, oh, it must be the Saturday that Care 11 is on because people were texting yeah. me. I just saw you on TV.
Right.
So that was it was nice that it was local,
right.
like this show, that we could talk about our local issues and things that are happening and great solutions that we're working together on.
Well, with, again, local grocery stores.
Exactly.
Right? Very
yes.
cool. Very
yeah.
cool. Now, when we talk about quote-unquote healthy communities and we all have our own initiatives at home that we are trying to do, how does that match up, you know, community-wise with everybody at home and their own things that we're all trying to do? It's pretty much the same thing, right? It's a broad umbrella, and if we just pay attention to some of the things that CentraCare is offering in community wellness, our job at home may be a lot easier.
Absolutely, and that's really what we want to do, Bob. We want to make sure that we're creating environments that everybody can benefit from. There's great resources in the community for, let's say, weight loss,
right.
tobacco cessation, resiliency, but you oftentimes have to opt into them and pay a fee for that. So we're looking at solutions about 10,000 feet higher and say, how can we impact whole communities and everybody benefits from that? And that could be, for instance, a lot of the municipalities we work with on safe routes to school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do we make it easy for every child to have the opportunity that they could safely walk or bike to or from school?
Still be safe, but still getting exercise.
Exactly.
That's how it works. AM 1450, FM 99.3 KNSI. Again, folks, Jody Gertkin, our guest. She is the Community Wellness Program Director for CentraCare. This is Your Health. We'll be right back.